Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 12th, 2018. Welcome to day 448. Steve Bannon is working with White House aides and congressional allies on a plan to cripple Robert Mueller's probe. The Washington Post says the plan involves firing Rod Rosenstein, refusing to cooperate with Mueller's team, and having Trump assert executive privilege retroactively in order to argue that Mueller's interviews with White House officials over the past year should now be null and void. Bannon also said, quote, Ty Cobb should be fired immediately, end quote. Trump, however, tweeted that he has full confidence in Ty Cobb. NBC News says a Trump interview with Robert Mueller is now unlikely to take place after Monday's FBI raid on Michael Cohen's home, office, and hotel room. The raid has significantly complicated negotiations for a presidential interview, according to a person familiar with the discussions. Trump's lawyers wanted any potential interview with Mueller to last only a few hours, and they wanted to force Mueller to release his report within 3 or 4 months. An interview was considered one of the last steps Mueller needed before closing the obstruction of justice portion of his Russia investigation. Meanwhile, CNN says Trump's allies are planning to discredit James Comey using digital advertising that's meant to brand him as Lion Comey. The effort is an attempt to undermine the credibility of the former FBI director ahead of his book launch next week. Republican talking points have attacked Comey's credibility, conduct, and they point out contradictions. Trump, meanwhile, tweeted that an attack on Syria, quote, could be very soon or not soon at all. Trump was attempting to clarify his tweet yesterday when he said that U.S. missiles will be coming. Today, he claimed that he never said when an attack on Syria would take place. In response, yesterday, Syria moved its military aircraft to the Russian base near Latakia. The Hill and Axios say during his Secretary of State confirmation hearing, CIA Director Mike Pompeo told senators that he had been interviewed by Robert Mueller. He declined to answer questions about his testimony to Mueller or conversations with Trump and said that the investigation is ongoing. Next, The New Yorker, CNBC, The Washington Post, and CNN say a former doorman was paid $30,000 in late 2015 to sign over the rights to a story about a rumor that Trump had fathered a child with an employee in the 1980s at Trump World Tower, a skyscraper he owns near the United Nations. American Media Incorporated, which publishes The National Enquirer, paid Dino Sagedin to give up his exclusive rights to the rumor and then never published an article about it, just 5 months after Trump had launched his presidential campaign. The AP and The New York Times say the company that owns The National Enquirer also paid Karen McDougal $150,000 for a story that it never published. The payout to McDougal, who's a former Playboy playmate, came 8 months after American Media paid $30,000 to Trump's former doorman for his story. American Media Incorporated is facing a Federal Election Commission complaint claiming that the $150,000 payment to McDougal represented an illegal campaign contribution. And in the polls, CNN says 56% of Americans believe that the National Enquirer paid for the exclusive rights to stories that may be damaging to Trump in order to keep them from being published. 39% said the allegation was probably true, while 17% said that it was definitely true. The Washington Post says 51% of Americans support a national healthcare plan, while 43% oppose it. And YouGov says Obama is more admired than Trump in every country except for one, Russia. Obama ranked first in 19 of 35 countries, including the United States, while Trump ranked second in the United States and 11th in Russia. Obama ranked 12th. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. A Pennsylvania school district armed teachers with wooden 16-inch baseball bats in the event of an active shooter situation. 2. Jared and Ivanka are heading to Lima, Peru with Mike Pence for the Summit of the Americas. 3. Federal judges indicated that they have a problem with Mick Mulvaney's dual role as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau because he also heads the White House Office of Management and Budget. 4. Trump's federal judicial nominee refused to say whether she agreed with Brown v. Board of Education. 5. Trump wants to roll back billions in spending from the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill he signed into law last month. 6. Trump asked officials to look at rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And 7. A fired EPA staffer gave congressional investigators a detailed list of what he describes as Scott Pruitt's wasteful spending and unethical behavior. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.